All right, go ahead and take your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you've been in with our Sunday school series, you know that we are talking about the treasure in your hand and how to read the Bible. How do you do it? We've looked at different categories. We sort of got a running start in our introduction of some hindrances, reticence that often people have when it comes to the Bible, and reasons that they do not read, or they quit reading, or they never read. We moved on from that, and we've sort of been focusing on now, what do I see? Asking ourselves that question as we, right now, if you're in Proverbs with us, you pick up Proverbs chapter 17, 18, 22, whatever, and you say, okay, I'm going to read this, and what do I see? Proverbs can sometimes be a challenging book. Why? Why? I'll ask you that question. Why is sometimes Proverbs, is it a challenging book to read? There's some things that make it easier, but there are some things that make it harder. Any ideas? Is there a story being told?
No.
Not really. Okay, it's not really a running narrative. Sometimes verse 12 doesn't have anything to do with verse 13. Sometimes it'll go from the foolish man right over to, you know, the man that is prudent. Or sometimes it'll talk about wealth in one verse, and then it'll switch gears and it'll go right to a different theme. And because of there's not always continuity from verse to verse, sometimes our mind can easily wander like that. Whereas if you're reading a passage, you're reading in Acts, you know, Paul is traveling with whoever, sometimes that's easier, the storyline to grasp. But nonetheless, you should be asking yourself the question, okay, what am I seeing here? Well, what is there to be observed? And so what I want to give us today, and we started this last week, we ran out of this was just at the tail end of the lesson that we finished up last week, but the ways in which we should read the Bible. Okay, so all of these are read this, read that, read. And so I'm going to give you about seven things this morning on ways that we can read the Bible. The first one comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7. If you haven't found that, go ahead and get there. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7, the Bible says this, the very first word here, consider, okay, to think about, to process, consider what I say. The Lord give thee understanding in all things. The context of what's happening here is Paul is communicating some important things to Timothy. Now, did these things just come exclusively from Paul as a person? Paul, I'm speaking here, I want you to know something, Timothy. No, that God is using Paul. And he is speaking by way of the Holy Spirit directing his pen and his heart. And so what Paul is really saying, hey, consider what the Lord says. And so that's the first one here. When we read, we ought to read thoughtfully. We ought to read thoughtfully. The idea of to consider it. Okay, these are not just words on a page, but Lord, help me to slow it down and to process what you are telling me in this verse or this chapter or what have you. A lot of times when we approach, especially a book such as Proverbs that maybe we have read numerous times. How many of you have read through the book of Proverbs more than one time? We think you've probably done that. Okay, if you've been in the youth group any length of time, we usually go through the book of Proverbs at least one time during the year because there's so many great things. The person who is being written to is right in your age category. And yet there are things that adults and everyone can learn from the book of Proverbs. But nonetheless, when we approach a passage of Scripture that is familiar, what's sometimes the struggle with that? What's sometimes the struggle with a passage that is familiar to us? Yes, Allison? Yeah, we can have this mental process that, oh, I already know that. We have to be careful when a preacher gets up and he announces his text and, we just had a message on that, in team time last week, oh boy, here we go again, Or we get to the ranch and we hear a message and we're like, oh, I think I heard this last year, or whatever. Sometimes that can affect how we receive the message. And yet the Word of God is still profitable and the Word of God is still important. You know, there are messages that I acquired by way of CD when I was in college that I still listen to. Messages that meant something to me at that time and that God used. So, you know, learn to read thoughtfully. And when we approach a passage that is familiar, we should have the mindset of, Lord, okay, help me to see this as if I was reading it for the first time. Or, Lord, help me to see something I have not seen before when it comes to this passage. Lord, help me direct my heart. And that's part of just reading thoughtfully. So read as if it's the first time, even if it's a familiar passage of Scripture. Read the Bible as if it's a love letter. Okay, this is all about reading thoughtfully. And when we try to change our mindset and change our approach to God's Word, a lot of times that makes us more tender to what the message and what He's trying to communicate to us. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. And then I want us to see, in verse 3, Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Boy, what a relationship we have with the Lord. Over and over again, He tells us in His Word that He loves us. And God has loved us with a perfect love that no human has ever been able to love us with. Okay, I love my kids dearly, but my love is imperfect. I lose patience. There are times I'm not what I should be. Therefore, my love ultimately is lacking towards them. Any human being on the planet, it is impossible for them to love perfectly. And yet, that's the way God loves us. And He loves us so much that He didn't just write it in the stars, so to speak, or just give us creation. He gave us His Word to communicate the message of His love towards us. So when we read the Bible, do we take that into account? Lord, this is Your personal love letter to me. Boy, I loved receiving letters from Christina when we were dating in college. That was just a highlight. And then there was a time where she was finishing up her senior year and I was living in Florida and we were apart. The year that we were engaged, we were apart. And we talked on the phone. That was great. But there was something special about reading a handwritten letter that she sent to me in the mail. And it was an exciting thing. It was about the only time I enjoyed going and checking the mail. You know, okay, let me go see if she's got a letter for me. And I'd take it out. I wouldn't just, you know, read it and then, you know, two sentences in, like, that's nice, put it down and then go on my merry way. No, I was reading it with great interest, you know, and sometimes I was reading it with like, okay, she said this. I wonder what she isn't saying here. You know, like, well, what is she... what is she alluding to? Or what, really trying to, you know, decipher it. And boy, she really, she didn't say she loves me, but she came real close then, okay? And that's the way sometimes, and you know what, that's the way it's going to be for you. Okay, it may not be a handwritten letter. I don't know that people do that so much anymore. Maybe sometimes they do. It may be a text message. But I guarantee you, fellas, you're going to be paying special attention to that when it comes, okay? And ladies, you're already smiling at it. You're like, oh, I know. The point is, listen, hey, read thoughtfully as if this was, Lord, this wasn't just given to my sister and my parents, but this is Your love communicated to me through the written Word. And Lord, I can be a recipient of that today. So let's read thoughtfully as we approach God's Word. What's another way that we can read? Read repeatedly. read thoughtfully, read repeatedly. Go with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we're looking here at a classic passage in which David himself talks about God's Word and how he loved it and how he interacted with it. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Read thoughtfully, read repeatedly. Where do we see repeatedly in God's Word? Psalm 119, verse 97. Notice this. David said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." It is my meditation all the day. You know, sometimes when we approach, you know, something systematic like a set time of the day in which I read my Bible, my devotions, I have my devotions in the morning. Or I have my devotions the first thing when I get home from school, you know, through the week. Or maybe some of you do it in the evening. Sometimes we can box in, though, a devotional time and not really consider the rest of the day or bring the Lord into it. And I'm not suggesting you need to, in order to be a great Christian, you have to do your devotions three times a day for an hour. I'm not suggesting that, but it was clear here that David has an intent to dwell and meditate upon what he has received of the Lord, not just in the morning, but throughout the day. Boy, this is what I love. And certainly the things that we love, we go to. Okay, we go to often. Okay, if I was to ask you this morning, who is it that often has a soccer ball with them in our youth group? You would know immediately. Everybody say it together. Okay, all right. Well, now why? Okay? Because he loves it. Now he'd say, "No, I hate it actually. I just keep it with." No. He enjoys it. Okay? And I love soccer too, and you have that thing which you love, okay? David had a love for God's Word. And it was something that, you know what, I just don't love it, but I'm going to bring it into my day. You know, I wonder how many times we meet with the Lord in the morning, and then if somebody was to ask us, "Hey, what did you read in your devotions this morning?" I wonder how many of us would readily remember. Now, if we've been thinking about it, yeah, certainly we would, right? Boy, but I'll tell you, there are some times that Brother Scott's got to think. When I'm talking in the evening with Christina, and we're just talking about how good the Lord's been, or we're talking about some things He's teaching us, and, you know, well, what did you read this morning? Sometimes it slips my mind. So what does that mean? That means that I need to have the mindset of meditating on it, repeating that which the Lord has given me in the morning and bringing it across the hours of my day. So we can read thoughtfully. We can glean from David's experience here and see how his love impacted how he read repeatedly. And then read patiently. Read patiently. Read patiently. I love the testimony of George Mueller. And he was an individual who did great things for the Lord. He saw a number of young kids come to Christ. He had several orphanages. The Lord used him greatly. He had an amazing prayer life, just amazing things that he would see the Lord do. He trusted the Lord immensely. But he talks about, if you ever read his writings, he talks a lot about the Word of God. And he talks about how often he would read the Bible, but how many demands he had on his life. And that's the patience aspect. George Mueller was a busy man. He ran several orphanages and he spent a lot of time in prayer. You know, how is it that he was able to read patiently? Well, when we don't read patiently, a lot of times the reason is because we've made time for other things or other things are pressing. How often do we, you know, cut into our time with the Lord and then we have 3.5 minutes? All right, Lord, I got to read Proverbs chapter 13 in 3.5 minutes. Speak to me. Okay, how often do we find ourselves in that position? Okay, if we're not reading patiently, then that's going to be pretty often. Okay, now patience is a word that I like too much because I like to be efficient. I like to get as many things done in a short amount of time as possible. And for that reason, sometimes because I'm more interested in just like quantity of things to get done, sometimes the quality in between can suffer. And that's the way it can be with our Bible reading if we're not careful. If we've not set enough time aside to read patiently, then we'll find ourselves in the habit of just, Lord, 90 seconds, help me. Okay? And that's not what we want. So we got to read thoughtfully, read repeatedly, read patiently, read prayerfully. You're in Psalm 119, but look at verse 18. Psalm 119 and verse 18. Open now mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Boy, this is a prayer, isn't it? This is before he's reading. He's Lord, I'm opening your law now. Lord, this is the moment. Lord, you know the demands of my day. Lord, you know I'm gonna be around hundreds of people. Lord, I may even be around some unbelievers. Lord, please open my eyes. Lord, give me what I need, what you see I need today. So read prayerfully. Lord, open now mine eyes. When we read a phrase and stop and deal with it, when we ask the Lord, what are you saying? What are you trying to say to me? I hope we read this book in a way that we don't read other books. You know, I have some favorite books that are not related to spiritual things. Okay? But I don't read those books like I read the Bible. Okay? I don't stop and, okay, Lord, you know, this storyline here, Lord, would you just... No, I don't do that. Okay? That book is not alive. It doesn't have a divine author. But this book does. And so we ought to pray, we ought to read prayerfully. John 16 and verse 13, when the Lord was talking, Christ was talking about the Spirit of God, says that He leads us into all truth. And that's important as we seek to understand what His Word is saying to us. So we read thoughtfully, we read repeatedly, we read patiently, we read prayerfully, and then we ought to read imaginatively. Imaginatively. Boy, you know, sometimes I think we save all of our imagination for outside of the Word of God. I love science fiction. I grew up watching a lot of science fiction stuff with my dad. I still enjoy that. It's just cool. You know, it's usually operating, you know, in the realm of, okay, so here's this scientific way that we can create something that is not going to happen, okay? And then, you know, they start talking about quantum physics, and you're like, oh, ooh, that's deep, you know, that's cool, yeah. And then based on this, we can now go back in time. Oh, that's fascinating, okay? Only problem is, that's not going to happen, all right? It's not real, but it's fun to imagine. It's fun to step into that. How many of you have a time period that you'd love to go back to if we had our own time machine up here this morning? How many of you have your own time? Who would be willing to say, I have a time period I'd like to go back to? Anybody want to share that? You're like, oh, we get specific, Brother Scott. I don't want to say the Victorian era. Emmanuel? 1950s. All right. Leather jackets and poodle skirts. Yes. 1980s. It's a rough time, man. Yes. 1870 Germany? Okay. All right. Ladies, want to share? Yeah? 1920s? The Roaring Twenties. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. World War II. Okay. Nobody wants to go back and see Jesus. I'm concerned this morning. Okay. But we'll save that for that was somebody else's answer. That was mine, Brother Scott. We can save all our imagination, for other things. But when we get to the Bible, use your imagination a little bit. Well, when I get over to Revelation chapter 20 and 21, it starts talking about heaven. That's fun to think about. That's fun to consider. Lord, I wonder if this and I wonder if that. You know, when we try to step inside the characters in the Bible, a lot of times it makes it easier to envision or at least make ourselves a part of it. You know, what was it like when Nehemiah walked around the city and saw the gates of Jerusalem just broken down? What was it like for him to be on that? That animal as he rode it around the city and he began to weep. Well, what was that like? And when we try to put ourselves in the story, that's when God's word can really come alive and we can also see new things. So reread prayerfully, imaginatively, meditatively. We've talked about this a little bit already. We read meditatively. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Lord told Joshua, I want you to meditate on my word day and night. We have to put ourselves in a position where we won't be distracted, but we can focus and meditate. Having your favorite TV show on in the background is probably not the best way to do your devotions or read your Bible. Okay, setting your Bible to the left of your favorite video game as you work down through, probably not the best way. Okay, you're not going to be able to really meditate on God's word that way. Because we ought to meditate day and night, as God's word says. Read meditatively. Okay, let me give you the last one here. Read purposefully. What is the message of this passage? What is God trying to tell me? Read purposefully. Revelation chapter 3. We're going to end here. Everybody go there with me. Revelation chapter 3. Yeah, excuse me, I had that backwards. It's Revelation 1 and verse 3. Revelation 1 and verse 3. Notice what the Lord told those who read the book of Revelation. He says in verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Reading the Word of God always accompanies God's blessing. And that's a wonderful thing. The Lord doesn't have to bless us, period. But just simply doing something that He asks us to do and that we should want to do, which is spend time in His Word, is something that He offers to bless us for. And that's a great thing. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for the time that we can spend in Your Word. And Lord, as we approach another week, Father, there may be some in this room who drop the ball when it comes to their daily devotions. Maybe things got busy this past week and we didn't carve out enough time. I pray, Lord, that we'd always make time for You. And Lord, as we do, would You help us to remember some of the ways that we can read, Lord, and the purpose really is so that we can get the most out of it. Lord, we know that if we want to grow in You, we need to read and learn and listen. And Lord, we ask that Your Holy Spirit would do what He has been promised to do, which is to lead us into that truth. Lord, bless us as we go to the morning service today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.